What's up, family? What's up, guys? You're welcome to another episode of Joyous 25 Show, the best podcast out there. Just a disclaimer, don't come for me. This is my podcast, so I have to say that out there. Yes, the best podcast out there. So today, my episode, I'll be talking about God's speed and okay. Let me not just hype things up. Today in this episode, I'll be talking about Godspeed. Giving you guys live updates and just like topics around like self-motivation and stuff. So I feel like I'm in that state right now where I just had to surrender to Godspeed. Like, God has been so good to me. If you don't, sorry to, I want to put another notice out there, like, I don't like the way I sound, but just pardon, just please, you guys have been bearing with me with my audio quality. I just, you guys know I do this for, just for my fun and just for like the fact that I like podcasts and stuff. Please bear with me, listen to it like that, and hopefully the audio gets better, and we get to do this in a bigger way. So guys, bear with me, guys. Thanks, thank you, I love you. Godspeed. So this topic just came to me, and I was just going through the Bible, and I was like, I saw this word. Is it not in Galvi's album? He was talking about Godspeed. Doesn't what it was a 9 song. So I was like, Godspeed is actually a frequency, or just a kind of something actually, because like I feel like I actually started operating in this frequency, can I say, just recently, and I feel like God has been so good, and it's just like a speed of total surrender. Like, that's what I feel like. When God moves into a new season, he's asking for new agreements. Like, I feel like this season of my life, like, I just, like, surrendered everything to God, and just, like, he's just asking for more fellowship and more, like, surrender. Just let him do the stuff, and you just ease in and breathe in. That's all you have to do, and you see what God is going to do. You're getting closer, like, set up goals, walk towards them. Are you in a low or are you at an high at the moment? Vision becomes a thing when you trust God's speed. Most people say they have visions and they have, like, can I say they have set up goals, God's. But does God actually even recognize you? Because yeah, it was this thing. There was this guy in the Bible. You see, Isaiah. My mother in the Lord was talking about his story. It was so funny how I could actually think about this story. And when God was telling, before I formed, is it Ezekiel? Before I formed you, I knew you. Like, I know my Christians listeners will understand. Like, Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel. Before I formed you, and we see Ezekiel, Isaiah, like one of them. Maybe let me say Ezekiel. Like, before let me just talk about you. Like, God knows you before he formed you, and even thought about, like, before even your mom and dad got together, he knew you. Just think of that. Like, God is so good, man. So, vision becomes the thing when you trust God. Like, just look at that for a second. So we all have how we perceive life and how we want our lives to be. Changes, easing and breathing. That's what you have to do. Trust God. Just fuck all what the world has to say. Be in control and be a good person. Be in control and be a good person. Be in control means be in control of what God has required you to do, and don't do more than that, and be a good person. That's just life right there. That's life right there. You're going to get to where you're going to get to. Just trust God. Live updates. Are we there right now? I feel like this is on live updates. So this is my fourth month in. Is it fourth? I was in Nigeria in November. This is my seventh month in Nigeria. Lucky thing for me, it didn't take me that long to catch up. I had to enter the system. Look at me, like I used how many years in Russia? 5 years. So now I'm back in Nigeria. Luckily for me, I'm back in the system. You have to enter the system back, so I'm back in the system. A system whereby you don't feel left out, cause like my first few months in Nigeria, I felt left out of the system. The country was just too over the place, like it felt like another man's land. But home is where you're most free. Like now I'm just like in control of myself, and I know like I'm feeling the country and like motherland. You're in your motherland, and you don't feel most free. Like you don't feel most lucky to be here. Like this is where you're supposed to like feel most capable of doing anything, you understand? So I just got into the system recently, and I just had to share. So that, by the way, I feel like as a very it's very important, or should I say advisable, for a youth from this part of the world, especially from where we grew up from, Africa, and born in Nigeria, Lagos, to go experience the abroad. It's so good. You gain other perspective, for real. It's very important. I just had to put that out there, like just like find a way. If it's UK, US, for me I went to Russia, Canada, Australia, just go Turkey. I have guys like in Turkey. Just go out there, UK, yeah, to gain other perspective and come back. It's not worth staying out there. That's what I feel like. Yeah, money wise, yes, but you just at some point you have to come back. So that's just my opinion. So I eased into barbing also. Yes, apprenticeship has been something that I've wanted to do for like, you see, apprenticeship of something. I wanted to learn a skill actually. So like I eased into barbing. Like this my like fourth month in like doing this stuff back to back every day consistently. Let me say every weekdays consistently. So I eased into it, and God has been so good, man. Like I didn't rush into like just saying I want to learn this stuff and just get out of there, but I eased into it step by step. And right now I feel like I actually at a good place wherever I could barb someone, and like I know what I'm doing. Yes. So I also want to share like on lessons I learned from apprenticeship and learning barbing. Like it just teaches you many stuff, but I'll keep you guys updated on lessons from that part of my life. So back to Godspeed. I've shared life lessons back to Godspeed. So I'm not afraid actually. Like what is gonna happen now? Cause right now also is another good day. I'm supposed to go to my shop where I'm learning barbing. So but I'm not afraid like to say I don't know where I'm going. Like actually I'm 24, I'm still figuring it out. Like I'm not afraid to say I don't know what I should do or how this will unfold actually. When you're on the Godspeed, like I don't want to say frequency, just when you're on that Godspeed, like it's not something that bothers me anymore. Like I'm not afraid to say I don't know or how this will unfold actually. Like I just hope like you guys feel me, and someone out there like can relate to what I'm saying. Like it's so good. Like for someone out there, like you are seeing the change in your life, and you don't just want to like just come out like okay, just want to come out like and be different. Yeah, you're different actually. you can't be in God's speed and like not be different. You have to be different. Do you think your journey has been accidental, first of all? Do you think you survived by accident? Do you think God also orchestrated and directed your path to be casual? No. You are different. My dear, my bro, you are different. Like, just remember who you are. First of all, like, I'm just talking to that, my dear or my bro, that you just feel different, but you just want to just fit into the society or to the friends that you keep. No, you are different. Stand out. You don't need friends that keep influencing you and taking you to make bad decisions, making you to go far away from God. You don't need them. Just leave them and stand out. You are called. There's an anointing on you. Before, remember the story I said, before God formed and even your mom and dad met you, the anointing has been in you. You're an angel. Don't chill. Don't even like try to make your angel be a devil. Like, there's an anointing on you. Or I don't feel like someone out there should feel me and relate to what I'm saying. There's a reason you never fit in. There's a reason why you have been separated. There's a reason why you survived. You understand? So just try to get to know God more and just see how God will call the right friends to you. I'm just looking for, and the old friends that I want to be that you feel like these friends are those ones that are good people, that God will draw them closer to you and God will call like the new friends to you. There's something I actually try to tell people, like, look at the last people that you collected their contact, look at their personality and look at your life. Look at what you are doing to your life. Can you just look at them? If you see their personality trait and you see that these ones are out of God, you are going in a good direction. Like, look at those people that you just collected their contact. Like, I want us to just be friends because, like me, I'm a person. I'm open to friendship and open to keeping friends far and wide. I have relationship and stuff. Just look at them and look at their lives and look at your life. Look at where you're at. Are they of God? Are you also a reflection of God? Can someone just call you in the midnight now and say, okay, I want you to pray for me? Can you do that? So I just had to put that out there. Severally, it comes to me to share posts on my Instagram. I thank God for my followers and my friends also that just keep supporting the stuff. They keep liking and we keep sharing stuff about what I post. And there's this one I posted. Don't let false expectations that were not talked about by Ryan Link. Don't let false expectations that that were not spoken about limit. Like false expectations that were not spoken about. Don't let them stop you from breaking up a friendship. Like, just cut them off. False expectations that were not spoken about. That don't even speak about them again. Just break the friendship. Some people, like, we expect some things from them, but they didn't communicate it with the person and did not even live up to the expectation that you've given to them in your mind. So just forget about that person and move on. There's this verse that was so good. I saw this verse. I'll end this podcast with that. I saw this verse. It's about Nahum. It was saying the Lord is good. He protects those who trust in him in times of trouble. Nahum 1 verse 7. The Lord is actually good. Like, those who trust in him knows that the Lord is good. And it will surely come up for you. Like, I remember, like, is it 4 months ago? Because, I told you guys, back to life updates. I feel like I'm done with Godspeed and stuff. So I just remember and I'm just reflecting on my friends and stuff. Like, I remember texting some of my friends, oh, crying to myself, like, God, I want to go back to Russia. Go back to Russia. But actually, there's an assignment that I have to do in Nigeria. Just think about it. Like, God, you know, bring me back here. Like, if I was in Russia back then, I wouldn't know the quicker, because with the lifestyle I was living there, I didn't know where I would end. I must have been chained right now. Like, my soul would have been chained in hell. Seriously, like, you know, I must have been chained in hell. Like, for me to be here, like, there's an assignment. My soul is in a better place. Like, I remember crying to my friend and telling them I want to come back, get me a flight ticket and book stuff for me. They said, oh my God, I wish I could help and stuff, but there's no money and stuff. I just was like, I wanted to continue asking. I knew at some point I might get someone to help me and stuff, but the Lord was like, Williams, why did I have you here? You've not completed your assignment. I took you to Russia. I'm taking you to places. You understand, it was not even by my power then when I went to Russia. Did I even look up to anybody and say, okay, someone should help me? It's God that took me there. So that's how it's gonna be. Just surrender to Godspeed, boy. The spirit of him, just surrender to Godspeed. I took you there. I'm gonna take you to places. I want you to do what's for me first and see what the Lord is gonna do with your life. I just hope someone today can relate to what I'm saying. This is a solo episode where I just come and just speak on the microphone and we have a good time. Guys, send in your review of this episode if it has helped you. It has also like been good to record this one. So my audience and my family out there, we'll see you on the next episode. Hopefully, Johnson, my guy, will be able to up on another episode. And sorry for the audio quality. It's going to get better soon. All right, now, stay safe, guys. Ciao.